Wire. The 1-1 pitch missing from the right-hander. Two balls and a strike of McGuire. 90 miles an hour on that heater there. After Buchanan in the on-deck circle, Jack Matthew will follow. The 2-1. Swung on and missed. Another heavy heater to even the count at two balls and two strikes. When we get to the top of the seventh, it's the top of the order coming around for the fourth time for Battle Creek. Mason Hamlin, Alex Fernandez, and Elijah Henning. It's the second time those three will lead off an inning post-first inning here tonight. 2-2 on McGuire, one away. Bases are empty. And time called by the home plate umpire, Nick Heidlow. And we got a pitch clock violation on the right-hander. It is now 3-2. All sorts of weird in this ballgame. We got an unnamed pitcher on the mound right now, and now we got a pitch clock violation in this plate appearance here to McGuire. The 3-2. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Verberg. Two up, two down, both by way of the K here in the sixth. 91 on that fastball to bring up Walker Buchanan. Buchanan has reached in all three of his trips to the plate tonight, those coming in innings 2, 3, and 4. Through a six-pitch walk and scored the first run of the ballgame for the Raptors in the second. Singled and scored in the third. Most recently, a lengthy plate appearance in which he found himself on, drawing his second walk of the day in the fourth. First pitch, breaking ball, Buchanan chasing. It's 0-1. On deck, Matthew, Schaefer to follow. One the count, right-hander set, two on the pitch clock. Here's the next delivery. Another breaking ball that Buchanan chases outside the zone. It's nothing and two. Oh, two the count, base is empty. Well, the Battle Jacks strike out the side here in the sixth, the payoff. He got him to chase. This one gets away from the catcher, Verberg. Buchanan breaking to first. That one rolls atop of the netting behind the home plate club. It's a drop third strike, but Walker Buchanan is aboard with two down in the sixth. So technically the right-hander has three punch-outs, but will have to face the fourth hitter in the inning with Jack Matthew coming into the box. For Jack Matthew tonight, he has reached once in his three trips to the plate. Through a lengthy walk in his second plate appearance in the third inning, struck out swinging in the second, flew out to right field to end the fourth. That was with the bases loaded as the first pitch to Matthew misses for ball one. It's good to see Matthew back with the Raptors. Had been in Madison last week, but only got one at-bat. Or I should say that was at Green Bay as the 1-0 was swung out and missed. That was last Tuesday, June 11th. Had an at-bat in the third, but wasn't able to continue into that ball game. Was lifted early on and has been out of the lineup since until here today. 1-1 pitch, fastball misses down in the dirt. It's now two balls and a strike on the Raptor DH. Obviously not specifying injuries or what was wrong with Matthew, but all he said was the goal is to be back by Wednesday. And, well, he met his goal. Here he is on this beautiful night at Witter Field. The 2-1. This one cranked in the air, deep left center field. Fernandez and Henning giving chase. They can only watch it go. Welcome back, Jack Matthew. It is a two-run blast, and the Raptors trail at 6-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. How about that? This crowd is loving it, and it's a one-run ball game. I think it's safe to say Jack Matthew's doing all right. That's the fifth hit of the ballgame for the Raptors and the sixth home run between the two teams, all coming here with two outs. Grayson Schaefer, two outs, nobody on. The Boise, Idaho native looking to strike. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low. Believe we have another yard card punched as well. That would be Joe Diedrich, PA voice here, the Raptors First time this season we've had two correct picks in one game. Joe's on the board for the first time. 1-0 the count. Right-hander peers into Verberg, has his signs. Come set the 1-0. Schaefer turns on this one in a laser. Onto the concourse down the left field line in foul territory. Count evens 1-1. We had the exit velocity on that home run off the bat of Elijah Henning in the fifth inning. I want to know the exit velocity on that line drive off the bat of Grayson Schaefer. My goodness. We do have a distance, though, for Matthew. 386 feet to left center field. 99 miles an hour off the bat. 1-1 count. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It misses to Schaefer. Two balls and a strike now on the rafter. Third baseman, he's in the driver's seat here. McElfatrick and then Matthew. That's Jack's second home run of the season, both coming here at Witter Field. He last homered against Waterloo in the first week of the season as the 2-1 fastball is called a strike on Schaefer. Count evens 2-2. That Matthew home run came in the 2-1 win over the Bucks on that Thursday, May 30th. It was in the bottom of the sixth, and that two-run blast is all the rafter pitching staff needed that night. 2-2 the count, two outs, nobody aboard. The payoff to Schaefer. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Schaefer 0-0 tonight. Three plate appearances, he's drawn three walks on six pitches in innings 2 and 3. Most recently led off the fifth by taking a five-pitch free pass. The 3-2 incoming here. Fastball misses high for ball four. Grayson Schaefer has drawn four walks tonight. And it extends the inning for the right-handed hitting shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh tonight is 0-2, reaching in one of his three plate appearances. That was the four-pitch walk that he took back in the second inning. Since then, a flyout to center field to end the third inning. He lines out to the left fielder Henning back in the fifth. Right-hander set, dealing with a runner on. He's being held by Ulrich, the new first baseman, beginning with a breaking ball to McIntosh. It's called a strike. Loyola's on deck, Stripling to follow. It's the bottom third of the rafter order here again. Trent Loyola's is due to break out in a big way. He's 0-3 tonight, three strikeouts. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's calling a strike, doubling up on the breaking ball. There is the right-hander on the hill right now. It's nothing in two. 75 on that off-speed. 0-2 the count on first is Schaefer. Here's the payoff. This one tapped on the ground, left side. That draws the third baseman Hamlin in the hole. The throw to first. Not in time. Schaefer trying to get third beyond the throw. The throw in there is not in time, and it gets away out near the rafter bullpen. Schaefer's going to score. McIntosh to second base. We are tied at six. The rafters have come from behind again to tie a ball game here in the bottom of inning number six. It is now three runs in the frame. Two punchouts to begin the inning for Battle Creek. But the 4-5-6 spots have come through. An E5 kicking away. McIntosh the second. Marking it here now as Schaefer comes in to score. On the mound visit now between the catcher Verberg, the right-hander on the mound, and the entire Battle Creek infield. Now Tom Zaglowski as well, the first base coach, being motioned in by Kirk Schreider. Prior to the at-bat here for Trent Loyola's. Loyola's went down looking in the second, swung out, swinging in the fourth, and in the fifth inning. Kirk Schreider now a word with the home plate umpire, Nick Heidlow. We're going to get a pinch runner for Kyler McIntosh out on second base. That's Trotter Boston. And you feel for McIntosh. Not sure if he's injured, but you saw him put his head down as soon as Boston made his way out on the bases. So you have to imagine as well, with Boston being a middle infielder, it could be a straight swap, Trotter coming in to play short. Your Trent Loyola's name get announced. He comes up with a tie ball game and a runner in scoring position. The first pitch swung on and missed by Loyola's. Rafter bullpen, a lot of bodies are now just running around, trying to get loose. Everyone's staying warm. The energy is high after a three spot put up here in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Nothing in two here on Lyolis. Stripling on deck, top of the order with McElfatrick to follow. Mentioned Lyolis made his Rafter debut last Tuesday in Green Bay. Got a two-run single in that one in the seventh. That's his only hit of the season so far. Slumping a little bit right now is the Northwestern product. No better time to get out of it than right now. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for the fourth time tonight. But the Rafters score three times thanks to a two-run homer for Jack Matthew. We are knotted at six all through six innings of play at Winter Field. We'll be back for the top of the seventh. It is the top of the Battle Jack order due up momentarily. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall this fall. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on the Badgers. Order a Wisconsin football three-game mini-pack today and enjoy the flexibility to tailor game day to your schedule. Simply choose three games, including key matchups like Oregon or Penn State, then lock in your seats before kickoff this fall. Plus, save up to $10 per ticket and secure the best available seats before single-game tickets go on sale. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Sidney Ferry back out on the mound for the top of the seventh inning, and there is new life at historic Winter Field. 6-6 the score after a three spot in the bottom of the sixth inning. Andy Ockmere, voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thanks for hanging out with us here tonight. For the 12th time at home and the 21st time on the season, Trotter Boston, after pinch running for Kyler McIntosh, is into the ballgame and playing short for Wisconsin Rapids. Top of the order due up for Battle Creek in this frame against Sidney Ferry, starting off with a first pitch breaking ball to Mason Hamlin that's called a strike. Hamlin 1-for-2 tonight, reaching in two of his three plate appearances, most recently drawing a six-pitch walk in the fourth. The 0-1. This one fouled away beyond the first base grandstands to the netting, protecting it. It's 0-2. Hamlin, one of the four home runs for Battle Creek tonight that came to lead off the third. Four for Battle Creek, two long balls for Wisconsin Rapids, including a two-run blast to left center field and his return to the lineup for Jack Matthey just half an inning ago. 0-2 pitch, high chopper. That one is off Hamlin, or at least he thought it was off Hamlin. Charging in is Schaefer. Finally, now the home plate umpire Nick Heidlow calling it foul. On deck is Alex Fernandez. Elijah Henning will follow. Ricky Williams, the start tonight for the Rafters. Three innings in his fourth start of the season, all here at Winter Field, allowing four hits, three runs, all earned, no walks, and four strikeouts. On 56 pitches for the right-hander from the University of South Carolina, the 0-2 from Ferry misses away. Brandon Scott, then the left-hander from Hillsdale College, working an inning and two-thirds, allowing five hits, three runs, all earned on a walk and a punch out. Now Sidney Ferry, an inning and a third. This will be his 21st pitch of the ballgame. He 1-2 to Hamlin. Foul tip off the glove of Stripling. That's where the count remains. A hit allowed for Ferry so far. He does have a strikeout, has not issued a walk, and hasn't allowed a run. A second-year Rafter who threw 14 games with the team a season ago. The next 1-2, breaking ball, got him swinging right into the glove of Bryson Stripling for the first out of the inning. Hamlin down on strikes for the second time. Alex Fernandez is 2-for-3. Another ball game against Rafter pitching where he has reached multiple times. Fernandez singled back in the first, doubled in the third, most recently flew out to the left fielder Degatti in the fifth. First pitch showing bunt, but pulling back as Fernandez, it misses low. On deck is Henning. Wotipka to follow. Fernandez has been a thorn in Rafter pitching side, though, as Schaefer charging in from third, not showing bunt here as Fernandez, he fouls this one away. 6 runs on 10 hits, and now an error for Battle Creek. 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. One won the count. Perry looking to get ahead once again here. Right-hander set. The next delivery. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's called a strike. It's now 1-2. Rafters bullpen. There's about 3 different arms right now doing all sorts of arm care treatment. Weighted balls, stretching, J-bands, everyone staying loose as the 1-2 breaking ball in the outside corner misses from Perry to even it at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two coming here from the right-hander with one away and nobody on. This fastball is hit in the air down the left field line. That is going to touch down near thereafter. Bullpen will do the 2-2 again. Looking at the scoring across the right center field scoreboard at Witter Field. 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. For Battle Creek, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 3 in the 6th for the Rafters. As the 2-2 pitch in on a ground to the right side, that'll get under the glove of Trent Lyolis into right field for a base hit. Fernandez, his third hit of the ballgame. He's also aboard for the third time. And Elijah Henning, he homered back in the 5th inning after not playing against Wisconsin Rapids last night. Prior to his home run, was 0-for-2 with a pop-out to Bryson Stripling in foul territory in the 1st, a ground-out back to the mound in the 3rd. Perry set. Can he roll another inning-ending double play? Starting off with a fastball to Henning. It's there for a called strike. Fernandez, a big lead off first. Lyolis holding him on the bag. He'll want. This one hit on the ground, left side, Schaefer in the hole. That one gets past him. Boston will glove, only play is to 2nd, but it's late, and the throw there is not in time. Reaching on a fielder's choice is Henning. 2 on, 1 away here in the top of the 7th. Caden Wotipka is 0-for-3 tonight. Has a chance to get his first knock with a couple runners on base, one in scoring position. On deck is DiCarlo. Ulrich will follow. Perry peers in to Stripling as his signs. First baseman Lyolis playing behind the runner. McElfatrick working in and out at 2nd on the speedy. Fernandez swinging away as Wotipka. He misses that first offering from Perry. It's 0-1. For the Rafters, post-stretch, 9-1-2 due up. Stripling, McElfatrick, and Jorge Degatti. The 0-1 coming here with 6 on the pitch clock from Ferry. Swung on and missed. Climbing the ladder there. It's nothing in 2. Can Ferry roll a ground ball here, or will he just decide to put away Wotipka? Dancing off 2nd is Fernandez, the payoff. This one hit in the air. That'll clear the first base grandstands. Remains 0-2. How about that? It actually bounced right back in down the first baseline. I just assume when I hear loud noises down either grandstand that it hits the top and rolls off. Instead, nobody on the concourse will get a souvenir on that foul ball. Count remains 0-2 on the cleanup hitter in the Battle Creek order. Barry Sett looks back at 2nd, not once but twice in the payoff. Missing high, Stripling a back pick to 1st. Do they have him? No. Like the intention there for Stripling. And it definitely caught Henning off guard. Count now 1-2. After bullpen, got a couple of arms just running around. You now see Jack Weisinger. He threw last night, but They're throwing a football down there as well as the 1-2 misses low and away, and even count worked here by Caden Wotypka. Wotypka went down looking to end the first, popped out to the first baseman in foul territory, that being Lyolis in the third to end the inning, and most recently went down swinging in the fifth. The 2-2. Misses up and away, three balls and two strikes now. Three-two, the count on deck. Sam DiCarlo already has an extra base hit tonight. The payoff, Wotypka hits this one in the air down the first baseline, giving chase Lyolis. That one's going to hit the top of the deck for the accessible seating area here at Winterfield and roll right near the Applebee's kid zone. How about that, a youngster jumping up and down? He's got himself a souvenir here at tonight's ballgame. We'll get another 3-2. A great battle between Ferry and Wotypka. Who's going to win it? We'll find out in just a couple of seconds. 15 on the pitch clock. The next 3-2 is one foul tip off the glove of Bryson Stripling. Got the final countdown playing. How about this? I know I give this man his flowers a lot, but Griffin Furkus, fantastic as the... He's the DJ here at Winterfield. He needs a cooler title than the sound guy. He's the ballpark DJ. The 3-2 fastball, another one fouled away. Sidney Ferry's having to work for this out here on Wotypka. As we see the Raptor bullpen, still got the pigskin being thrown around. And I said it was him earlier. I do think that is Evan Palmer warming up as the 3-2 misses low. Full count, walk, draw, and the bases are loaded with one out here in the seventh. See Mike Spears, the first-year pitching coach for the Raptors, making his way out to the mound, along with Bryson Stripling. He's holding off the Raptor infield to just have a three-man conversation with Barry Stripling and himself. Six runs on 12 hits and an error for the visiting Battle Creek Battle Jacks here tonight. Six runs on six hits and no errors for the Raptors. As we look across the Northwoods League scoreboard here tonight, a lot of tight ball games, a lot of doubleheaders as well. Raptors have one of those tomorrow in Wausau. Right now, top nine at Corbett Field. The 7-13 Minot Hot Tots at home lead the 13-8 Wilmer Stingers 6-3. Top nine as well, the hosts at Carson Park. That would be the Eau Claire Express 6-4 over the Lacrosse Loggers. We got a final in Minnesota. The Mankato Moondogs at ISG Field taking down the Badlands Big Sticks by a score of 5-1. Got our 6-6 ball game here. There's another 6-6 ball game in Bismarck. That is an extra innings. Top 10, St. Cloud in Bismarck. The lone Northwoods League softball game tonight in La Crosse, Wisconsin has gone final. The La Crosse Steam picking up their second win as a club. 10-3 over the 1-4 Minot Honeybees. Sam DiCarlo is 1-for-3 tonight as the bases loaded with one down. First pitch from Ferry is a breaking ball that misses low. DiCarlo doubled in his most recent trip to the plate back in the fifth. Grounded out to short to lead off the fourth, and his first at-bat of the ballgame was a fly out to Max McGuire in right field to begin the second. Bases full of Battle Jacks, the 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Count evens at a ball and a strike. It's Fernandez on third, Henning on second. Wotypka's lengthy walk, I lost track of the pitches, if I'm going to be completely honest, finds him aboard for the first time tonight. 1-1. Fastball missing low and away. Two balls and a strike are count now. We have to anticipate after that mound meeting from Mike Spears, the leash isn't much longer on Sidney Ferry. The oldest Raptor is Ferry, the veteran. Some guys calling him Grandpa around the locker room as the 2-1 pitch is fouled away down the first base line. 2-2 the count. It'll be up to the oldest Raptor here to bear down and try to roll a ground ball that could get the Raptors out of this and keep this game tied. Right-hander looks into Stripling, has his decision for the 2-2 on DiCarlo. Here it comes. This one shot back up the middle behind the second base bag. Glove by McElfadrick to second one. To first, it's in time. That's an inning-ending 4-3 double play. Sidney Ferry works himself out of the jam and keeps this game tied at 6 apiece. It is stretch time at Winter Field. We'll be back for the home half of the seventh momentarily. 9-1-2 due up. That's Bryson Stripling. That's Owen McElfatrick. And that's Jorge Degatti on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. I should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ball game as we enter the bottom half of the seventh inning. Post-stretch, a massive inning-ending 4-3 double play with the bases loaded from Sidney Ferry to get the Raptors out of a jam and to bring up the 9-1-2 spots for the right-hander entering Ethan Getting, the sophomore from Purdue Northwest, the Division II level, and a native of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Threw in 9 games for his hometown Growlers a season ago and 6 appearances this season for the Battle Jacks. First pitch to Bryson Stripling. Runs in and it hits him, and Bryson looks back to the Raptor dugout and gives a round of applause, clapping it up, and he'll be put on to begin this inning. Already talking up with Owen McElfatrick. We were talking up here at the Winterfield Press Box for Ethan Getting. We talk about over the top. This guy is probably about as extreme of an over-the-top thrower as it gets. It almost looks like he's throwing a grenade into home plate. Bryson Stripling aboard for the third time tonight. He represents the go-ahead run on first base. Owen McElfatrick is 2-for-4. Some great defense shown from the Northwestern infielder as well. Getting set, third base side of the rubber. The first pitch, foul tip off the glove, the catcher, Verber. So Getting last worked an inning against Kokomo on June 16th. Allowed 1 hit, no runs. No walks, 2 strikeouts, faced 1 over the minimum in that inning in the 10-7 win. On the season in total, he's worked 7 innings, 0-1. An ERA of a 6.43 and a whip of 2 on the nose. McElfatrick ready for the 0-1. Long pause with 10 on the pitch clock. Here it comes. It misses up and in. Count evens a ball and a strike. Longest outing of the season for the right-hander. 2 innings in his third appearance. That came at Rockford in a 10-0 loss on May 31st. He allowed 1 hit, 4 runs, 3 earned, walked 4, struck out 3 in the 11 rivet hitters he faced that night. The 1-1 to McElfatrick. That one misses the outside corner. Owens ahead now, 2-1. He hasn't allowed an earned run since Rockford, so 3 straight scoreless innings of work for the right-hander. That dates back to June 7th at home against Fond du Lac, June 9th at home against Traverse City, and June 16th at home against Kokomo. This is only his second appearance on the road all season. 2-1 pitch, tap foul. It evens 2-2 here on McElfatrick. Yeah, began his season May 27th at home against Traverse City, the 29th against Kenosha. That lone road appearance against Rockford is really what got his goat. So it must be pitching away from MCCU Field, at least so far this season, that has ballooned the ERA of Ethan Getting. Here comes the 2-2 to McElfatrick, dancing off first Stripling. This one hit in the air, left field. Henning coming in on it to make the grab for the first down of the inning. So the unnamed pitcher from parts unknown, number 36 for Battle Creek, Finished with two innings pitched, allowed two hits, three runs, two earned. Walked three and struck out six in his 48 pitches, and we're going to get a pinch runner here for Bryson Stripling. That is Mason Onati entering the ballgame in his place. Kirk Schreider realizing now, unable to get the runner over, going to get some more speed out on the base paths. Second pinch runner the Raptors have used just in as many innings here tonight. Comes in the bottom of the seventh. Jorge Degatti, my yard card pick tonight, is 1-for-4. His lone hit, a base knockback in the fourth inning, most recently went down looking against the unnamed pitcher for the Battle Jacks in the sixth. The right-hander Getting comes set. Rocks and fires. This one fouled straight back from Degatti. Other than his base hit, Degatti, a 4-6-3 double play that he hit into back in the first. Lined out to second to begin the third and went down looking in the sixth. On deck is Max McGuire. Walker Buchanan will follow. Getting set, the 0-1. This is up and out to even it at a ball and a strike. As mentioned, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth for the visiting Battle Jacks. Raptors putting up one run in each of the second, third, and fourth innings, and then adding three in the bottom half of inning number six to equalize this ball game. The 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Downstairs, Degatti chasing. It's 1-2. See what Jorge goes after on the 1-2, and if Onati will be sent at any point here. The payoff pitch from Getting. This one bounced in. It gets by the catcher, Verberg. Onati motors to second. He's out in scoring position with one away and a 2-2 count on Jorge Degatti here in the bottom of the seventh. Pierce Sidney Ferry's day is coming to a close. Right-hander warming up in the Raptor bullpen. My view obstructed from the large light pole. And I know I called his name out earlier and I got it mixed up. So I don't want to say for sure that's Evan Parmer because I can't confirm nor deny, but it looks a lot like Evan Parmer from the point of view I'm at right now. Ferry, 2 1/3 innings, 45 pitches, 3 hits allowed, no runs, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Getting looks back at second, not being held on. Onati the 2-2. Jorge Degatti puts this one on the ground down the third baseline, foul. Raptors looking to make it 3 in a row. After dropping 5 straight, huge comeback victory, a 14-run 6th inning on Sunday. A couple of multi-run innings last night led them to a series-opening victory against these Battle Jacks. Can they sweep them here tonight? 2-2, one out, bottom 7, the payoff. Degatti goes chasing, swing, and a miss. Drop third, though. Verberg unable to haul that one in. He'll fire to first in time. Onati to third on the drop third strike. Two outs, runner on third. It'll be up to Max McGuire in this home half of the seventh. McGuire 0-for-3 in 4 plate appearances, reached after being hit by a pitch back in the fourth. Most recently struck out swinging in the sixth, did Max. A chance here to give the Raptors the lead for the first time tonight. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed, a fastball from Getting. It's 0-1. That one clocking in at the upper 80s. Buchanan on deck, Matthew to follow. We're getting to the heart of the Raptor order. Can they produce here? The 0-1 pitch. Missing high. Count evens a ball and a strike on Max McGuire in his fifth plate appearance tonight. He was a big contributor. I mean, who wasn't a big contributor in that sixth inning on Sunday? They sent 19 to the plate, the Raptors did after all. The 1-1 coming here from Ethan Getting with 5 on the pitch clock. McGuire swings right through it. It's 1-2. Raptor fans awaiting, knowing something magical could happen here for Max McGuire. The 1-2. A loud grunt from Getting. It misses low and away on that toss. It's 2-2. Another two-strike pitch coming here to McGuire with two down in the seventh and a runner on third. Swing and a miss. Went chasing on that breaking ball, and the Raptors leave the pinch runner Onati on third base. We head to the eighth here from Winterfield. 6-6 the score between the Battle Jacks and your Raptors. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple minutes for Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Oh, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top eight in a tie ball game here at Winter Field. 6-6 the score between the Battle Creek Battle Jacks and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. It's a new pitcher, the fourth one used tonight for Kirk Schreider's staff. It is the right-hander from Folsom Lake College in Vacaville, California, Kyle Bender, the former University of Washington Husky. Enters the fray for the fifth time this season. He last worked on Saturday, June 15th, in that 9-0 shutout loss to the Lakeshore Chinooks. Bender threw an inning, allowed no hits, two runs, both earned, three walks issued, and no strikeouts on six batters faced. He gets the 6-7-8 spots in the Battle Creek order. Xavier Ulrich, the first baseman who subbed in for Garrett Smith, will step into the box for the first time here tonight. Six runs on 12 hits and an error for the visiting Battle Jacks. Six runs on six hits and no errors for your Raptors. Bender set. First base side of the rubber. The right-hander fires. Fastball popped in the air. Bryson Stripling ditches the mask. Will this one stay in the field of play? That's actually Cashel Duggar entering the ballgame. And to make the grab for the first out of the inning, one pitch, one out for Bender. So Duggar is into the ninth spot. For Mason Onati was the pinch runner. Cashel Duggar putting him into the ninth spot in my scorebook right now here in the top of the eighth inning. Josh Schleihart hitting from the right side is 1-for-3 tonight with a base hit and a run scored back in the fourth inning. Righty on righty battle here. Bender, the first pitch to him. A breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Bender's big thing this year, 7-2 ERA and a 1-4 whip in five innings worked. He's only allowed one hit. He's a hard guy to hit, but he also has trouble with his command. He's six walks to two strikeouts. The 0-1 to the right-handed hitting, Schleihart has swung on and missed. He's got fantastic swing and miss stuff and can be a dynamic late-in-the-bullpen guy, you know, working seventh, eighth, ninth innings, whether it's at Folsom Lake, you know, when he transfers out of there to another collegiate program, or in summer leagues like this. But it's the command that's everything. Less than 10 on the pitch clock, the 0-2 coming here to Schleihart. Breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, a three-pitch punch out. Two up, two down here in the eighth. Spencer Verberg, he's got one of the four long balls for Battle Creek tonight that came in his first at-bat in the second inning. Also singled in the fourth and had an infield knock in the sixth. He is 3-for-3 tonight out of the eighth spot in the Battle Jack order. For the Raptors in the home half of the eighth, 4-5-6 to up Buchanan, Matthew Schaefer against this Battle Creek bullpen. Bender set the first pitch. Fastball missing low and inside for ball one. Sam Griffith on deck, Mason Hamlin to follow. Bender looking for a 1-2-3 frame here in a tie ball game in the top of the eighth. Here comes the 1-0 to the Battle Creek catcher. Misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes, the count now. So all three catchers on this Rafter roster have been deployed into this ballgame. Jack Matthews got a home run tonight and his return to the lineup is the DH. Stripling got the start, and now Duggar is in. The 2-0 pitch. This is outside. Three balls and no strikes the count. And this is what we're talking about with Bender. One pitch, one out to the leadoff hitter. Three dynamic pitches on a three-pitch K to Schleyhart, but this is where we fall into this trouble with command. The 3-0. This one in there for a called strike on the inner third. 3-1 the count on Verberg. The Rafters looking to retire him for the first time tonight. The 3-1 with 10 on the pitch clock from the right-hander misses up and in. Ball four. Five-pitch walk issued. Runner aboard for the Battle Jacks with two away in the eighth. Battle Creek doubling the Rafters' hits tonight, but we're all knotted up in the one category that matters the most out in that right center field scoreboard with six runs apiece. Sam Griffith, the shortstop, 0 for 2 in three plate appearances tonight. He had a sack flyback in the fourth, struck out swinging in the second, hit into a huge inning-ending 6-4-3 double play in the sixth. Couple of inning-ending twin killings in the most recent frames for the Rafters as Bendham starts off with a first pitch fastball right over the heart of the plate. We are over 3 hours into play here tonight. 6:35 first pitch. At Winterfield, it's already 9:41 local time in Wisconsin Rapids. Still top eight. A lot of ball left to play with this tied up. You want. On the outside corner, that fastball is there. A crisp one from Bender and nothing in two. Leading off first, that's Verberg. He's being held on by Lyolis. Bender's set, three on the pitch clock, the 0-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner, it just misses. That was the thing of beauty from Bender, but unable to catch the zone of Nick Heidlow. We got a 1-2 count here on the nine here in the Battle Creek order. One, two pitch, breaking ball, check swing, did he go? No, says the crew chief down the first baseline. That's Brett Mile. Griffith's worked an even count here at 2-2. On deck, top of the order with Mason Hamlin. You know Bender wants to get this thing done right here. Does not want to have to face the leadoff hitter in the Battle Creek order, the 2-2. He got him swinging on a breaking ball, Kyle Bender. Couple of big punch-outs here in the eighth. He issues a two-out walk, but it doesn't come back to bite him. We head to the home half. 6-6 ball game, 4-5-6, two up for the Rafters from historic Winterfield. Your home of the Rafters, as always, is right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom eight, 4-5-6, do it for the Raptors in a 6-6 ball game from historic Witter Field. Andy Akamon with you on WFHR, the home of all 72 Raptor baseball games this summer. New pitcher for Battle Creek, that's Connor Foley, the left-hander. Ethan Getting works a scoreless seventh. No hits, no runs, no walks, and two punch-outs. Foley worked just last night against the Raptors in that 8-6 Wisconsin Rapids victory. He threw the sixth inning. Allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, no punch-outs. A 1-2-3 frame in which he only threw 10 pitches. Walker Buchanan's reaching all four of his trips to the plate tonight. First pitch missing high. Through a six-pitch walk and later scored in the second did Buchanan. Singled and scored in the third. Through a walk in the fourth before reaching on a drop third strike and scoring in that sixth inning. 1-0. This one hit in the air down the right field line in foul territory. Ulrich giving chase, getting turned around, though. The lights losing it. And it's 1-1. Matthew on deck. Grayson Schaefer will follow. Then it's the seventh spot, which is now occupied by Trotter Boston. After he came in a pinch run for Kyler McIntosh in the sixth inning. One won the count on the Raptors center fielder. Lefty on righty battle here, the next delivery. That one is in there for a called strike on a fastball. A ball and two strikes is where we sit now to the leadoff hitter. Foley gets to face three straight righties before he even sees a left-hander step into the box. The 1-2 to Buchanan is sprayed foul down the right field line. One, two, the count. Buchanan looking to reach for a fifth time tonight. Six home runs between these two teams here this evening. Four for Battle Creek, two for the Raptors. 1-2, this one tapped on the ground. That one's trouble over to third base. Hamlin charging in. Miscommunication with him and Foley. That ball is not touched. Hamlin eventually picks it up, but it's an infield single for Walker Buchanan. He's on base for the fifth time tonight. And he's got his second hit of the ball game. Big run for the Raptors out there on first base. Jack Matthew, the designated hitter. Big two-run homer back in the sixth inning. Other than Matthew's homer, did reach on a walk in the third inning. First pitch from him. Or to him from Foley, I should say, is on the outside corner for a called strike. On first is Buchanan being held on by Ulrich. Left-hander set, third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. Matthew swings right through that fastball, an aggressive hack from the Kent State product now. It's 0-2. That knock for Buchanan, the seventh hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. 19 combined hits between the two teams here tonight. The 0-2, missing up and out. Now a ball and two strikes. How are we already 12 home games in on the summer? You got to be kidding me. I love baseball games here at Witter Field. Nothing is better than this atmosphere. Being home with the fans, the guys feed off it too, that's for sure. As the 1-2 is on the inside corner for a call third strike. Matthew not thrilled. He'll walk back to the dugout as the first out in this eighth inning. Big opportunity here for Grayson Schaefer. He has reached all four of his plate appearances tonight. He's yet to record an official at bat. Four walks. Six pitches in the second, six pitches in the third, led off the fifth, drawing a five-pitch walk, and most recently walked on six pitches and scored in the sixth. First pitch to him from Foley. Breaking ball, missing the outside corner. It's 1-0. Trotter Boston in the on-deck circle. That'll be his first plate appearance tonight if he can get up in this inning. If not, you can even see him lead off the ninth. Rafter bullpen as well, remaining active down the line as the 1-0 misses well outside. Appears to be Noah Rodriguez from Siena throwing in the bullpen for the Rafters. Got a right-hander up for Battle Creek as well. Being held on once again. Cannon is Ulrich, the 2-0, right down the heart of the plate. Schaefer takes strike one. Gives a nod over to Tom Zaglowski down the first baseline and says, all right, time to go. He knows exactly what he's looking for. Still in the driver's seat here with a 2-1 count. Foley peers in, comes set. Seven on the pitch clock. The next pitch, a breaking ball, missing the outer third. Three balls and a strike. The ideal hitter's count here for Grayson Schaefer, sitting on that fastball here. Three won the count. Buchanan on first with one away. Schaefer fouls this one back. It's now 3-2. After Boston, it'll be Trent Lyolis' spot. We don't know if Trent will be making the trip to the plate, though. Not trying to assume anything, but the left-handed hitting first baseman has got the sombrero tonight. He's 0-4 with four strikeouts. Could see a swap coming in there as well, the lefty on the mound. The 3-2 coming here from Foley. That one misses high for ball four. Five plate appearances, five walks drawn by Grayson Schaefer tonight to second on the base on balls is Buchanan. Trotter Boston. Coming in the spot of Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh had four plate appearances. He reached on a walk in the second, did McIntosh, and on an error in the sixth before he was replaced with Boston out on the base path. Tracer Lopez in the on-deck circle as well for the Raptors. First pitch to Boston, right down the chute, taken for strike one. So the judgment was correct. If the eight spot gets up this inning, it will be Lopez and not Lyolis. Imagine there will be some shifting on the Raptor infield as well. Fully set, the 0-1. Swung on and missed. It's nothing and two on Boston. Lefty-lefty battle. And even though Lyolis also hits from the left side, Kirk Schreider going with Tracer Lopez in the on-deck circle. Another left-handed bat, but just wanting to mix it up and see a different look. Just not Lyolis' night at the plate in the box. 0-2 the count with one away on second Buchanan. Schaefer on first, the 0-2. Boston in the air, deep right center field. That one is gonna go! It's a go-ahead three-run homer off the bench with one out here in the eighth inning. The Raptors lead at 9-6. Trotter Boston, big fly, big time. Buchanan in along with Schaefer. The Raptors lead at 9-6. Tracer Lopez will step in for Trent Lyolis here. Did not start tonight, but Tracer will get a plate appearance. These Raptors, let me tell you, man, they can swing it with the best of them. Three for the Raptors, four for Battle Creek. That is seven home runs tonight, 367 feet to right center field off the bat of Trotter Boston. Quite the game. If you're just tuning in tonight, the Raptors trying to be the boys of summer. First pitch from Foley to Lopez misses inside. On deck is Cashel Duggar. Bunch of Raptors making their first plate appearances here this inning. The 1-0. Foul tip off the bat of Lopez. It's 1-1. Tracer last night hit second and played short in his Raptor debut. Had an RBI single. His first hit as a Raptor in the fourth. Also drew a four-pitch walk in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1. This is outside for ball two. Raptors now three outs away from sweeping the series and winning three games in a row. The bullpen getting all the run support they need here. The 2-1. This is low. Three balls and a strike now on the infielder from Texas Tech. 55 games for Lopez in his first season and in his second season in the Big 12 and with the Red Raiders. The 3-1. Swung on and missed. It's 3-2. Trout or Boston has left the yard twice this season, both here at Witter Field. No home run bigger than that this year for Wisconsin Rapids. A 3-2. This one slapped foul by Lopez to the netting in front of the home plate club down the third base side. Just staying alive and being pesky here is Tracer. The next 3-2 from Foley. That one misses low for ball four. Lopez drawing a 7-pitch walk in his first plate appearance tonight. Can you believe this? What an environment this has been here tonight. There's nothing more romantic than the sport of baseball. Field manager Ben Harley out to the mound. We're going to get a pitching change here. Out on first is Tracer Lopez. A 3-run blast for Trotter Boston in his first at-bat tonight. Gives the Rafters a 9-6 lead. They're not done. We'll be back in a couple minutes from historic Witter Field. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask you.
Luke Mata, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for Battle Creek. It is 9-6 Rafters with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 3-run homer for Trotter Boston has given them their first lead of the night. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Luke Mata, the sophomore right-hander from Villanova, will take over and face Cashel Duggar in his first plate appearance tonight. The catcher from Castle Pines, Colorado, takes a first-pitch fastball for strike one. A native of Pennsylvania, the right-hander on the mound, Mata, working in his second outing of the season, last threw an inning in that 10-7 win against Kokomo. No hits allowed, a run it was earned. Walk two, struck out one, and faced six batters in that battle. Prior to the 0-1 to Duggar, moved to check in on the runner at first, that being Tracer Lopez. One in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, three in the sixth, and how about a three spot here in the eighth for the Raptors to give them the lead? For Battle Creek, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. They've been held off since. Six runs on 12 hits and an error for the Battle Jacks. Nine runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. McElfatrick, top of the order, awaiting on deck. Right-hander set, the 0-1. Runner takes off. Duggar slaps this one the other way into left field. That one's going to drop in front of Henning for a base hit. One for one off the benches. Cashel Duggar. Lopez to second. That's where he'll stay with one out in the inning. McElfatrick. He's 2 for 5 tonight. Had a home run, his first as a Rafter.